Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Thank you, Jad. I know you're not responsible for that, but I love me some Van Halen, so you can take the credit for it. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Jad will answer. He will put you on the air with Jacob and I here on Sports Daily today, a Wednesday edition. Some NBA news and notes to get to. Four all NBA players, caliber players, are going to be free agents here in the next couple days. When is it officially? Sunday?
Sunday, I think.
Sunday, yeah. So we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. We'll talk about some dynamic duos that broke up over the years in the NBA. And then, of course, about an hour from now, we'll have On This Day in Sports History. That's brought to you by Superior Rents, as they bring that to you each and every day. It's time now for our Twitter question, brought to you by Cindio HRO, Wichita's human resource experts. Appreciate them providing our Twitter question every day, or sponsoring it anyway. Who's the best athlete to come out of the state of Alaska? Not counting dog mushers, because there are a lot of good ones of those. Who's the best athlete to come out of the state of Alaska? Kurt Schilling, Tommy Moe, Carlos Boozer, Mark Schlereth. And trust me, that's about it. Mario Chalmers also didn't quite make the list. Former KU great. He was born in Anchorage. And there's a couple of hockey players. And one other basketball player that went to Duke. His name is Trajan Langdon. But these four were pretty much it. Kurt Schilling, Tommy Moe, Carlos Boozer, Mark Schlereth. Schlereth, multiple Super Bowl champ. Tommy Moe, downhill skier, I believe. Skiing, for sure. I don't know the technical term for him. And then, of course, Kurt Schilling, the Bloody Sock, Philadelphia Phillies, Boston Red Sox. How is Kurt Schilling not in the Hall of Fame, Jacob? Because of his big mouth and his political views?
Yep. Yep.
That's ridiculous, first of all. I'm no Schilling fan, but...
Well, I don't care one way or the other about his political views, or anybody's for that matter. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm not going to hold that against somebody personally.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, he has not helped his case. What's the best way to... kindness is not his number one attribute, and I think that he is sort of...
Discretion isn't either.
Yeah, played himself into a villain a lot of the time. I mean, I think his numbers are good enough, and my Hall of Fame criteria on somebody is, were they among the very best at what they did for an extended period of time? And he certainly fits that. So for me, he would be a Hall of Famer for sure. But, you know, under the criteria of getting voted in, it's hard to be a jerk, or at least perceived as one, and get in, mm-hmm. harder anyway. And if your numbers aren't slam dunk, then it's probably going to be held against you.
Because
right, wrong, or indifferent.
A lot of the people you're a jerk to get votes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So Kurt Schilling, 63%. Mark Schlereth and Carlos Boozer duking it out for second place. Still plenty of time to vote and retweet this. We appreciate it if you do. The best.
Brad Boxberger being sent down, by the way, for Eric Skoglund. That you brought that up earlier, just beeped on my phone.
Sent down or DFA'd? What does it say?
I think it says designates. So he's DFA'd, Skoglund.
Ooh, there it is.
To AAA upon return. So he's not coming right up, but it's fine.
Huh. He's not their best pitcher, but he's not their biggest problem either. But okay, whatever. Breaking news, Eric Skoglund in, Brad Boxberger out.
The roster anyway. He'll be a triple.
So you brought this to my attention just a little bit ago. The NCAA making transfer waivers near impossible again. Besides what we talked about yesterday in the state of California allowing likeness, image, and name, not reimbursement, but payment in the state of California effective in 2023, and the NCAA trying to squash that, they're kind of at it again in a different area here, according to you, right?
This is, look, I don't get it. Do coaches have to sit out a year when they change schools?
No.
Do administrators?
No.
Do teachers? Do janitors? Do police officers? Does anybody on a campus, do you have to, if you're a student, if you're an engineering student and you decide you want to change schools, you got to sit out a year?
No.
Why in the world is this even a thing? Honestly, why is it a thing? Are we really that worried that these poor coaches will have to deal with roster turnover?
Okay, but should we put a cap on it?
I mean, what does that mean?
On how many times you can transfer? Let's say we allow players to come and go as they please. If I'm not getting to play here, I'll just transfer there, and where they've guaranteed me playing time. What if you get sideways there? I mean,
is that other place offering me a scholarship?
Well, let's assume
they are. Are we gonna cap how many times a coach can change jobs?
No, but they're not going to do it from 1 year to the next.
The second we cap how many times a coach can change jobs, I'll listen to that argument. But until then, you can't hold these players hostage to a scholarship. You can't do it. It's not right to do. And I don't care if they leave 100 times, because all that means is there's another school willing to offer them that playing time, which is in their best interest and best benefit, to be their best professional selves down the road. If they're amateurs now, in their best path to being the top professional they can be, which is what college is all about in every other aspect, then you can't say, nope, you don't get to do that anymore. Why? Why is that? Why is it just for athletes that we do this?
All right, well, riddle me this, okay? Let's say that's allowed. Let's say players are free to transfer without penalty, okay?
Okay.
What would stop a coach from actively recruiting somebody that's on scholarship somewhere else, in essence tampering with them?
What stops that from happening now?
Hopefully ethics and morals. And
well, but those would still be in place, right? I mean, hopefully ethics and morals and rules. I mean, you just make a rule that says you cannot talk to a player of another team until this date and only after they've decided to make a transfer. I mean, I think that's, you just set a rule in place.
But I'm talking about actively trying to talk somebody out of their current situation.
Well, you just make it against the rules, and if they break the rules, you penalize them, right? I mean, you can't stop it from happening anyway. You can't stop it from happening now.
I'm just saying that maybe this opens up a little bit of the Wild West type of scenario.
But it's already open. What happens, Shane, right now if insert coach's name? What happens if Bill Self or Greg Marshall or Bruce Weber needs a roster spot because they've got a big-time recruit that wants to come there? What happens if they need to clear up that roster spot every single year? They have the talk, right? They have the talk. And somebody ultimately transfers out of the program and then has to sit out a year to try and keep playing. And I don't have a problem with that, by the way. But you cannot hold these players hostage to go try and be their best professional selves. If you're not going to let them be professionals while they're playing college basketball, you have to let them do their best to prepare to be professionals after they play college basketball. You have to. That's the way everything else operates. We've got to stop like isolating just college athletics and taking it out of the reality of the way the rest of the world operates. It's ridiculous. Let's have coaches sit out transfers. You can't change school. If you leave your job and you're going to take a Division I job, you have to sit out the next year. Put me that rule in place and I'll support this one.
All right, Larry, hang in there if you want to. We are up against it. Hour number two, Sports Day, they come back. Shane and Jacob.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.